Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour is just for you guys, getting your day started early, maybe winding down your day. We appreciate you guys being up so early or late, as the case may be, with us. It's so great to have you here on this Thursday, April 11th. How you doing?
Not bad. I was thinking it was Friday when I got up today. For some reason, my week is all turned around. I woke up thinking it was Friday this morning, but it's Thursday. We got a couple more to go, which is just fine.
Yeah, just almost there, almost to the finish line. I was kind of running behind this morning. I was putting on my makeup, and I don't go like crazy with makeup. I just, you know, put a little something on my face just because you never know if you gotta we gotta film something or there's a Zoom that you gotta
picture
do.
Or something. Yeah, yeah,
I know it's radio. So I tried this. This is gonna like be the most boring thing for you, but I tried this new primer this morning. So ladies, you can feel me. And I was putting my makeup on over, and a primer is like to give you like a smooth canvas, like it makes the makeup go on smoother. And I was like, oh, I got this new primer, I'm gonna try it. It just destroyed my makeup. I like have all these bumpies, my makeup's like peeling off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be late. So I got to do a whole overhaul. I brought my makeup bag this morning. I got to redo my makeup. It was a hot mess. Get in the car, running late. I'm like, I got to make it there on time. I got to make it there on time. I throw my protein shake into my bag. I open my protein shake. I'm going to drink it on the way. And I take a drink and it tastes fine. Everything tastes fine. But as I'm swallowing it, I feel like there's solids in there.
No.
There's no bad taste.
Did you look at the expiration date?
Let's see here.
Because there's a place in town where I would sometimes buy a protein shake like that. It's already, you know, pre-packaged. And I remember getting it, and this was a couple years ago, and drinking it. And it tasted fine, but something caught my eye, and it expired by like 6 months, which is just nasty. And so I still get protein shakes from this place, but every time I get one, that's the first thing I do because of that incident, is look at the expiration date.
It says February 14th, 2025. So I'm okay on the date.
You're good, yeah.
Date.
You're good, yeah.
Maybe I just didn't shake it enough.
Give it a good shake.
I would just shake it up a little more because I was driving and I'm like,
Your mind starts playing games with you.
Like, okay, I'm just going to put that aside for now and maybe I'll come back to that one later. So yeah, it's been like already this morning, but I still made it with plenty of time. I was like, how did I do that?
You had plenty of time. You had plenty of time. Steph is out. She's at a bachelorette party. So Steph normally times out the start of our show and she is on point. We always start exactly at 5:30. And so I came in a couple minutes early to time out the show and I was very disappointed in myself because we started like 44 seconds late. I'm like, darn it.
Oh, that's why I was on time.
I'm like, darn it.
Because you were also running late.
Yeah, I was running the show late.
Darn it.
It's such a little thing. I don't know if anybody notices that, but we always start meticulously 5:30 and 6 o'clock. We're really good at that, and it doesn't really mean anything. We can start 5:31 whenever we want.
Start whenever we want. Yeah. Technically, we are not contractually obligated to be here for this pre-show. Like, our technical shift starts at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. but we like to come in for you guys that are up early. And I don't know. It's just like a weird thing that the bosses are like, you don't have to be there between 5:30 and 6. And we're like, we know. We like the people that are up early with us. So we come in and just do what we can to somewhat entertain you. Yeah, maybe we do it, maybe we don't.
They're like, can you guys come in at 6 tomorrow? We're cool.
They're talking about primer and milkshakes. This is not what I call high quality entertainment.
Well, I think we should. What was the term you used yesterday? We were talking about stuff we weren't happy with. De-influenced?
De-influenced.
Do you want to de-influence this primer that you got? Is it that bad?
This is my only my first time with it, and okay. Maybe I shouldn't have done it on a morning when I'm rushing to go off to work, but it was green. I can't remember the brand of it. I'll find out. I'm going to give it one more shot.
Okay, give it a shot. We're not rushed.
If it doesn't work, then yeah, but I'll be doing my makeup this morning while we're on the air. So just
fine by me.
Be forewarned. All right, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Motown Philly by Boyz II Men? Do you want to hear Carnival by Natalie Merchant?
Have I been wrong? Have I been wise to shut my eyes and play along? Hypnotized, paralyzed.
Or do you want to hear Butterfly by Crazy Town?
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way, have you ever scammed your own business? Or did one of your coworkers scam your business? The internal scam that was actually witnessed by one of us. We're going to talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Motown Philly by Boyz II Men is the pre-show You Pick 'Em. Mix 94.1. This is the pre-show. Thank you so much for being here. Have you ever seen someone in your own company scam the company or have their own little racket going on? It sounds like this is a racket at this place you saw.
Yeah, this is a nice little racket. This guy is going on. It's a grocery store here in town. And when you check out with the little credit card machine, when you're done, this quick survey pops up and you can either answer like 2 or 3 questions. You can answer it. You can exit out of the survey. Or if you don't do anything, the survey times out on its own. Because I've walked up to the machine to put my credit card in before and seen the survey, and all of a sudden it disappears. So I'm there at this grocery store over the weekend and I rolled up to put my credit card in, and I start having a conversation with the clerk, and he does this awkward thing with his hand, and he reaches over to the machine where the survey is, and he's hitting a couple buttons on it. And I realized what he was doing. The person in front of me didn't do the survey, didn't close out. And he knows, I think, exactly where the very satisfied, very satisfied, very satisfied buttons are. And he's giving himself A+ ratings. So when the survey, if someone doesn't fill out the survey, he's doing it for them and giving them A+ ratings.
That's a scam. I mean, and I wonder if they get a bonus for that. Look, I want everyone to hit their bonus, but at the same time, if it's not legitimate and you're not actually getting, you know, the survey done, I'll have people ask me all the time, like, hey, if you get a survey, will you please fill it out, mm-hmm. you know, and they circle their name. And I'm like, absolutely. And even like last night, I had to call the airline for something. And this really nice lady at Southwest Airlines was helping me. And afterwards, I said, what is your name? And she told me, she's like, I'm Michelle. And I was like, Michelle, do they have any sort of like survey or anything? And she's like, well, actually, you will be getting one in the email asking how I did. And I was like, I will be giving you 5 stars. And I just wrote down your name so I can make sure I pinpoint you. And she's like, thank you so much. Like, I will do that. But imagine Michelle puts my in her, my profile, her email address, the survey goes to her, fills it out, then changes my email back to my email. Uh-huh. And it's like, wow, what a scam. What a scam.
Yeah, this guy, this the grocery store chain must be like, Tom, you're 5-star ratings with every... Most people aren't doing the survey, but Tom, you get every customer to do the survey and you're 5 stars.
Yeah, how do you get every customer to do the survey, Tom? That is absolutely fantastic.
We had... this was a financial one that the guy actually got busted for it at the rental car place. And I'll just try to put it in simple terms. If you made a reservation to rent a minivan, let's say it cost $100. So Mercedes, you booked your minivan for one night, you're all set. This guy would go in and would make fake reservations for economy cars. So you would walk in and he would see you have a reservation for a minivan for one day for $100. He would pull up the fake reservation that he made for the economy car for $20 and then would make it look like an upgrade from $20 to $100 for the minivan. You would still get your minivan. You're still paying the $100 you expected to pay. But now this guy, when it's all said and done, management looks at Tom. You had a reservation for an economy car, $20, and you upgraded that customer an extra $80 for a minivan. Kudos to you. So you get praise from management and plus a little bit of a bonus for getting technically that upgraded dollar amount. And he eventually got caught because this is when he had to call in and make reservations. And the people at the reservation center kept recognizing this voice over and over and over. And they finally busted the guy.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't think to change his voice. Reservation, please.
What an idiot he was. Absolute idiot. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2038.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is April 11th, Thursday, almost to the weekend. I was like online last night and I got sucked into this rabbit hole. There's this funny thing that's going on. It started on Reddit like 3 years ago, but I don't know why it finally just now made its way to Twitter. And the comment was depluralize a film. And at first I was like, what? Depluralize a film? And people were responding to this. And it was just, it was making me laugh because it was changing movies that you've seen in the past to mean something totally different. For instance, instead of Jaws, how about Jaw? Just Jaw. Or depluralize a film, Snake on a Plane. That's not so, it's not so scary when you're doing Snake on a Plane.
You might be able to contain that one snake. It's a bunch of snakes. It's dangerous. If there's a snake on the plane, try to contain it. We'll be good.
What about Lord of the Ring? Just one Lord, one ring.
Be a shorter movie series.
I was laughing so hard. Some of them were so interesting. And then there was one that it took me a second. A Crow on the Orient Express.
A Crow on the Orient Express. Isn't there a movie Murder on the Orient Express?
Right. So a bunch of crows is called a murder. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you have a group of crows, that's called a murder. And so if you depluralize a film, it's called they made it Crow on the Orient Express. But my favorite of all of them that I saw was Tree Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Tree Gump. What, if you depluralize a film, what do you have? 702-364-9400. I was laughing so hard at that one because it took me a second. I'm like, Tree Gump.
Who's Tree Gump?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. If you depluralize it and you don't have a forest, you just got a tree.
The 80s movie Goonies. You just got a Goonie.
Just a one Goonie.
One Goonie.
Man in Black.
We just, I talked about one of my favorite movies from the 80s, Three Amigos. So just be amigo, right?
One amigo.
One amigo.
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 Someone said Mary Poppin'. Plane, train, and automobile.
Yeah, that works. That's a much simpler trip for the guys, too.
One good fella.
Oh, gosh.
A man and a baby. Oh, here's a good one. I love you guys. You're so funny. 1 mile.
Instead of 8 mile.
You guys are so creative. I don't even understand.
One Dalmatian or just Dalmatian.
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 Saturday at Bernie's.
That's the one right there.
Saturday at Bernie's. Which, you don't get the whole weekend.
No, just one day at Bernie's. Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert. Those are yours when you win. Heads up. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, a 90s TV show is coming back. This was like a staple of the 90s. We're going to talk about it. And it's got the original cast members, too. All of that is coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Melrose Place is trending this morning. Do you guys remember the show from the 90s? Melrose Place, it's coming back with some of the original stars. Now, if you either didn't watch or weren't alive or, you know, just never heard of it, it was a spinoff of the show 90210, right?
Yes.
So that was kind of one of the, it was like the older version of 90210. These were like young adults living in an apartment complex on Melrose Place. And Heather Locklear, who played Amanda, Laura Layton, who played Sydney, and Daphne Zuniga, who played Joe, they're all coming back. There's no word right now if any of the other originals will come in, but one of them can only be in flashbacks because someone's gonna die. That's the whole premise of it. The official synopsis is that when one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased, but the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets.
How was it a spinoff of 90210? Was there certain characters outside of location being in LA and everything? How was it? Because I never really got into Melrose Place. I remember Heather Locklear being on it. Wasn't Jack Wagner one of the stars of the show as well? But I never got into the show.
Okay, if anyone remembers correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I know the answer to that. I was a huge fan of 90210. Like, that was my show. And if I remember correctly, Jenny Garth, who played Kelly, she started dating this bartender guy named Grant. Was it Grant? And Grant was one of the characters on Melrose Place. So they like dated. She went to his apartment on Melrose Place. And then that's okay. How we got to know. Mm-hmm. If I am wrong, please correct me. I'm 96% sure that that's what happened.
And then the setup was, because the reason I remember this, my fraternity house in college was a small little apartment building, and the small little apartment building surrounded a pool. And I remember everyone saying, that's very Melrose Place-like. Because wasn't there a complex in Melrose Place, a pool in the center, and everyone lived in the same apartment complex, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And that's where the drama took place, inside Melrose Place, the apartment complex.
Exactly. Now, someone just messaged, you're almost there. The actor's name was Grant, but the character's name was Jake, and he was a love interest of Kelly's. Man, you guys are so, so good. I cannot believe how smart you are.
Yeah, on point. Just like that. Fast answer, too.
So that is happening. The original Melrose Place ran on Fox from 1992 to 1999. They did do this reboot back in 2009 on the CW. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
Yeah, it was like a younger cast. There were still some appearances from the OG Melrose Place cast. But it didn't last long. It lasted one season. So there's no word yet when or where we're going to get to see this new version, but Melrose Place reboot is coming, and that is what's trending.
All right, up next, we have your tickets to Reggae in the Desert. Those are yours when you win Heads Up in just about 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. And here we go with Heads Up. We need caller 20, and that phone number, 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and this is a great prize.
We have a pair of tickets for you right now to check out Reggae in the Desert. Such a fun day of music and food and displays. It's going to be great. Steel Pulse will be performing, Collie Buds, many more. And if you want to go, be caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. You pick your category and your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to Reggae in the Desert. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400. Coming at you. More Mercedes in the
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Juliana, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you have a car full of people. Who's with you right now?
My mom.
I love it. Well, we're playing Heads Up. I hope you're ready. Reggae in the Desert, tickets up for grabs. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Breaking Bad or Joining the Army?
Joining the Army.
Okay, let's do it. Army Day was last Saturday, so these are all things that are associated with the military, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's do this.
Who do you want to pick as your character, Juliana?
Oh, yeah. I just assumed it was me. How rude of me.
Which is probably going to be the choice.
Who do you want to pick as your partner, Juliana?
Mercedes.
Okay. Yes, I'm done asking.
I wasn't doing that anymore. I got distracted because I was hearing myself talk in the back of her phone. That's all.
I'm cool taking myself off the board.
No, I really am. No, you should pick JC sometimes.
No, not at all.
All right, let's do this.
Ready, guys? 60 seconds on the clock, and you know the deal. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
This is something that takes you up in the air. Not an airplane, but it's a chopper is another word for it.
Helicopter?
Yes. If you're wearing an issued garment that they gave you, you have to put on your what?
Uniform.
Yes. When I put my hand on top of my forehead and move it forward, I'm giving the what?
Beret?
No, I put my hand and I'm like, yes, sir.
Salute?
Yes, salute. I'm going to pass that one. This was an old school game. You sunk my whatever. You sunk this.
Pass.
Okay. A blank and a gentleman. If you're high up the ranks, you're a what?
10 seconds.
Lady?
No. If you're up high, you're not a private. You're a what? Juliana, I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna lie. I was distracted. I was hearing feedback.
It's probably distracting for them too.
Juliana, you did a great job. Those are actually really hard. Battleship, we passed on. Officer was this last one. That was actually a really hard category. But I'm so happy you got through and played. Thank you for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You get those tickets, Reggae in the Desert, a pair of them. You can check out that show. It's happening at the Clark County Government Amphitheater on April 20th. And Caller 20 gets the passes right now, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, 637. I am such a penny pincher. If there's a deal to be had, I will do what I can to get that deal. And I am absolutely blown away by this hack to save money that through all these years I had never heard of until the last few weeks. And now I'm noticing it and seeing that this is so true. Do you have a way that you have hacked to save money? Or maybe you work for a business and you're like, okay, here's an insider tip. Do this and you can save money on this, or ask for this and you can save money on this. Does anyone have a money saving hack? 702-364-9400. A lot of people are going to be traveling this summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you travel just in general, it doesn't have to be the summer. My brother told me this a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about summer trips, and he says, hey, just so you know, when you buy an airline ticket, make sure you buy it on a Tuesday night. And I was like, why Tuesday? He goes, usually the airlines lower their prices on Tuesday nights for some reason. He's like, a friend of mine who works in the travel industry told me this years ago, and ever since then, I look and it's true. So I think he told me this on a Friday. So I looked at the price of the ticket that I wanted to buy, and I wrote it down. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna make a note of it. Go back on Tuesday. That ticket is $500 cheaper.
No.
$500 cheaper. I'm like, what the? I couldn't believe it. So yesterday he texts me and he's like, hey, I bought my ticket for summer travel. And I was like, oh, no kidding. He goes, you're not going to believe this, but I checked It was $1,000 cheaper on Tuesday than it was. My brother saved $1,000 on an airline ticket because he bought it on a Tuesday night.
Does anyone know why this is? It's the same travel time frame, exact same flight that you looked at, Mercedes.
Exact
you went back on
flight.
Tuesday. It's down by why airline people? Why is this? And this is a great hack. Book your travel on Tuesday night. Save a ton of money.
I couldn't believe it. There's something to it. So out of curiosity, we had already purchased a couple of tickets. I went and looked and like rebooked it like it was a new flight for me. It was cheaper.
Was it really?
So I called the airline and asked if they would honor that, and they did.
You're calling a Southwest.
It wasn't $1,000 cheaper, but it would. Oh, that was a different thing.
Okay.
This was on Tuesday.
Okay.
This was on Tuesday. but it was like $200 cheaper, so they gave me the credit for it. I couldn't believe it.
What is that kind of that money saving hack, whether it be a big one or a small one? 702-364-9400. This is a very, very small one, but I've been burnt on it many times before, and I just started doing this recently. If you have to buy an app or something, and it says, oh, get the premium app for $9.95 a month, but there's a free 3-day trial, 7-day trial. I'll do that. I needed an app, a random drawing app. We were doing the March Madness brackets that we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Did a real fancy one, but it was like $9 for the app. But I had it for like a week, and so I would buy it, use it for what I need. I put all the songs in, and then it would auto-generate the songs for my bracket and everything. And then as soon as I was done using it, jump into my Apple subscriptions and cancel it immediately.
Immediately.
You still have access to use it for your 7 days, but that way you don't forget. Because I'd always tell myself, you know what? I'll cancel in a couple days. Next thing you know, a couple days go by, and you look at your credit card statement, and you're like, why am I getting billed $9.95 by Apple? It's because of that app I didn't cancel.
Oh, you got to remember to
cancel immediately.
That.
Cancel immediately.
Yeah, what is your great money-saving hack? Sue Ann, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, would you have a trick?
Yeah, I actually have one that I kind of, it goes along exactly with what you were talking about with airlines, is that I go to the grocery store, and they sometimes have like, if you buy gift cards, you get 4x points. So I'll use my Southwest credit card to buy Southwest gift cards and purchase plane tickets with those gift cards. So I'll get gas points, and then I'll get travel points, and then, of course, I'll save on top of those flights when I buy them on Tuesday.
My gosh, brilliant.
Smart.
I'm so doing that. I love that. That is such a good hack, Sue Ann. Thank you. Andre, I have to talk to him really quick. What is your travel hack?
Hey. Yeah, well, we go to the Spirit Airlines counter, and not buying it online, you can get the flights way cheaper. If you don't mind flying Spirit Airlines, sometimes you can just get the ticket for like $10 and just pay taxes.
$10?
Yeah, if you go to the counter?
Yes, go to the Spirit Airlines counter and look for a ticket and look for flights that you want. Yeah, my sister got a flight for a penny and just paid taxes.
What?
Oh, how much tax do you have to pay on a penny?
Seriously. Oh, darn it, the sales tax. My 10-cent tickets.
That's amazing.
That's a great hack. Thanks, Andre. It's Mix 94.1.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I know you're a big fan of the show Yellowstone,
yes,
right? I know a lot of you guys are. Kevin Costner says he would consider returning to Yellowstone to give his character John Dutton a proper send-off. He did an interview and he says, I'd like to be able to do it, but we haven't been able to. He says, maybe this will circle back to me. If it does, he says, I feel really comfortable with it and I'd love to do it. Of course, you know, feeling really comfortable with it means that he has to make things right with the creator, Taylor Sheridan, because from what we're hearing, there was some not great blood there. He says, I've had my own fantasy about how Dutton would finally go. So that's the thing. They haven't talked about it, so they need to reestablish contact before any of that happens.
It'd be great if they could. I know there's a lot of differences and some issues. If they can sort it out and bring him in and write him off properly so we see his send-off versus just some kind of storyline. Oh, isn't it a shame that Paul went down in that plane crash? Yeah, I know. And then just move on with it. I want to see his character, and I want to see his character kind of ride out his character plot to the end.
Speaking of television shows, there is a television show that I am hearing so much buzz on. Has anyone watched it? Shogun? Have you watched it?
No.
Oh my gosh. Everyone I know is talking about this show. I guess it's on FX. And I had two people yesterday mention, are you watching Shogun? And I was like, no. What, is it like a Western? And it's not.
Sounds Westernish.
It's not a Western, to my knowledge. And then someone else jumped in like, oh my gosh, you're watching that? It's so good. Has anyone seen it? I trust your guys' opinion. And what's the whole story on it? Everyone is saying it's such an amazing show.
Yeah, it's says miniseries based on a 1975 novel of the same name.
Okay, I had never heard of it. I love hearing about new shows, and if people, you know, have suggestions, my suggestion, if you're looking for a fun comedy, it's Loot, L-O-O-T. I love that show. There was a new episode that came out last night, so we all stayed up late just so we could watch it. And it was so funny. It was about Taylor Swift, and it was hilarious. And Maya Rudolph is in that show. It is, like, if you want kind of Ted Lasso vibes sprinkled in with a little bit of, what's that Jason Segel show? Shrinking?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. It is such a good show. If you're looking for a new comedy, you have to watch Loot.
We were going to go watch that, but we got sucked into a preview of a show that's been, it's already been out and done. It came out a couple years ago. Did you ever watch Girls 5 Eva?
No.
Has anyone watched the series?
Isn't that about a group?
Yeah, a female girl group who gets back together. It'd be like the Spice Girls, about if it was like the Spice Girls got back together today. That's what it's about. But these ladies now evolved, and they're like a mom, and they have all the things going on, and they're now brought back together all of a sudden. And we watched the first couple episodes, and it is funny.
Maybe that'll be the next one.
It's already been out. It's already done. Like, I thought it was a new show, but then I started watching, as we watched a couple episodes, we saw, oh, this is already wrapped up. It's Girls 5 Ever.
There you go. Loot, Girls 5 Ever, and Shogun, which we are now starting to get a bunch of texts on, 702-364-9400. Someone just wrote, isn't that an old show from like the 70s? I remember Shogun from when I was a kid. No, this is a current show. This text says, Shogun is a must watch. It's streaming on Hulu. So good. This one says, OMG, Shogun is so good. It takes place in Japan. Okay. That's going to be the next
Shogun's
one.
The one.
Shogun it is. All right. Also this morning, there's no wrong time to exercise. You want to exercise whenever you can. Anything is better than nothing. But there's a study that came out that says there could be a right time to exercise. They tracked people over 8 years, and they found that people that exercise in the evening have a 61% lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise. Everyone who exercised in general was better off, but the people who did it in the morning and afternoon, they only lowered their risks by 33 and 40% respectively. So it wasn't as dramatic as the people who actually worked out at night. And they say that the data suggests that exercising at night could be better because our bodies are primed to handle blood sugar better later in the day, and then fitting in some exercise at night could lower your blood pressure throughout the night into the next morning. So when you're getting your workout out on, maybe you sleep in a little and stay up a little later to get it done.
I like working out at night, like around 5 o'clock at night, 4:30, 5 o'clock, going to the gym. My schedule yesterday was all turned around, where my midday was wide open and my afternoon and evening was stacked. And so I went to the gym yesterday about 1 o'clock. And a really great workout, wrapped up about 2 o'clock or so, 2:30. And I was like tired the rest of the day. I ran at the gym. I was like all like blown up and stuff. I like working out later on at night so I can just leave the gym, go home, eat dinner, do some work, and go to bed. I don't like going to the gym and then having to do all this stuff afterwards. I'm too tired afterwards.
See, my problem is if I work out at night, I'm like amped up when I get home and I can't fall asleep. Like when I have my late volleyball games, and like the first game is at 7:45.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we have like an 8:31. I get home and I'm like, cannot fall asleep.
I have all this adrenaline running through my veins. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's Mercedes in the morning. You never want to upset your neighbor, do you? I mean, that's someone, it's not like they're just going to go away and you're never going to see them again. You're stuck there, at least until one of you finally moves. But it sounds like an upset neighbor situation.
Yeah, this is my buddy, Stu. He lives in Virginia, and he sent me a text message. And he didn't just upset a neighbor. He apparently upset his entire neighborhood. And Stu wrote to me last night, here's a topic. I got in trouble for mowing my lawn. Stu and I reconnected back in September, and ever since then, he's been listening to the show on the Odyssey app. And he's always like shooting topic ideas my way, which I think is fantastic. And I wrote back, what? Why? And he says, our new neighborhood has a no-mow April policy, supposed to be good for bees feeding off of dandelions. And I wrote back, did you get in trouble? And I wrote back, neighbors are mad at me. Is this a rule? Unwritten. And it goes on and on and on. So apparently, in his neighborhood, everyone has just said, hey, let's not mow our lawns the month of April. I don't know if this is good for the grass. Like he says, supposed to help the bees out with the dandelions and pollinating. But everyone in the neighborhood, no one mows their lawn in April. And he was out there cutting his lawn. And one of his neighbors came over and said, what are you doing, dude? This is a no-mow April neighborhood. And he had no idea that this was a unwritten rule that everyone agreed upon, except for my buddy Stu.
Well, if they didn't include Stu, what's he supposed to do? I didn't even mean for that to rhyme.
That's like a Dr. Seuss riddle there.
If he doesn't know, how can they get mad at him? Include Stu in your little discussions there, fam.
Someone should have said, if Stu's new to the neighborhood, they moved in this place, I think, a couple months ago. Someone should have said to Stu, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. Just so you know, you have a big yard, Stu. We don't mow in April. It's good for the bees. And so we hold off in the month of April. I'm sure Stu would have probably followed. But then I'm thinking, too, wonder what the lawns look like growing all the month of April. Isn't that really hard on the tractor at the end of the month when you're trying to mow your lawn? I don't know.
Is that real? Is that a real thing that it helps with the bees? I mean, I'm sure the bees will be just fine. The bees survived. Whether, you know, you mow or if you don't mow. I don't know. That just doesn't even sound like that's something. I would ask, you know that cool star nursery doctor?
Yeah, we have here in town. Yeah,
I love that guy. I am, like, obsessed with him. And we should ask him if that's a real thing. Does anyone know? 702-364-9400. And also, how did you upset your neighbor? Alicia, good morning. What happened to you?
Well, it didn't happen to me, but it's happened to a friend of mine, and she didn't even do it. She lives next door to a lady who is convinced that my friend's dogs keep pooping in her yard. So she actually had signs made up, put them in the yard facing my friend's yard that says, you need to pick up after your dog. She's like, my dogs are not pooping in your yard. This lady has gone so far as to actually pick up the poop in a bag and leave it on their front doorstep.
Wow.
It's their dog.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I hate when people do that to me too. And we have cameras set up, so now we can see if anyone does that. But it's not her. So what do you do then? Like, how else can you prove it that it's not me?
Yeah. If you're going to accuse someone's dog of being the one that's pooping in your yard, you better have footage and proof, because if it's not your dog, I'd be upset too. Like, my dog's not pooping in your yard. And if it did, I would pick it up immediately.
I got a phone call once from our HOA. Actually, no, it was an email. And then I called them afterwards, and it said that there have been several complaints on me because I'm letting my dogs use the restroom in other people's yards. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So I call and I was like, can you tell me about these complaints? Well, I'm not at liberty to say. And I go, it's just interesting that there's been several complaints because I don't have dogs.
Yeah.
So I was just curious about these complaints. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, my dogs have been dead for like 6 years now. And she's like, okay, there must have been a mix up. I'm like, yeah, there must have been. Thank you. So tell him, Stu, I'm on your side.
Go get him, Stu. My dogs have been dead for 6 years.
They're from 6 years ago.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Well, this is huge. A 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes for you to Legoland, California. These are yours coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
You've heard of the phrase wingman before, wingman, wingwoman, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
sure.
Like the person who is there to support you if you're like out meeting someone, they're your wingman. They're going to help you meet the girl, or they'll talk to the friend while you are talking to the girl or the guy or whatever the case may be. Do you think that you can be a wingman or a wingwoman if you're married?
Yes, you can.
You think so?
I think so. Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Okay. So here's my situation, and let me know what you guys think. 702-364-9400. One of my friends who I've talked about on the show, she's relatively newly single. I'd say, It's been, about like 6-7 months. And she's like finally like taking dating seriously. And she's met a couple guys on apps. And it's just, it's been fine. She hasn't had any bad situations, but she hasn't met that one. So I guess that there's this upcoming meetup that she found, like a group, one of the sites that, and so it's like some singles type meetup. And she wants to go, but she doesn't want to go alone. And so she asked me if I would go with her. And she's like, and she used the phrase wing woman. She goes, "You can be my wing woman." And I was like, "I am married. I don't know if I can be a wing woman, can I?" And she's like, "Yeah, you just get there and, you know, help facilitate things with me. Or if there's a guy there that I'm interested in and he's got a buddy, talk to the buddy." I'm like, "Well, I don't want to the buddy to think that I'm interested or that I'm there because I'm single, because I'm not single. I'm married. I can't be your wing woman at a singles meetup. Like, that's just not right. Why don't you ask one of our other friends?" And she's like, "They don't like to talk to people." I'm like, "So you picked me?"
Wait, you'd be a great wing woman. Is this at, I don't know, like a banquet hall or something? Or is that a restaurant, a bar where there might be other married people hanging out and you could just be there to have that conversation?
It's like at a bar / lounge at a hotel casino. Okay. And so like, it's a cool place and it's a place I've been to before on a meetup event. And it's really nice, but I just feel like that's awkward as a married person. Like, "Oh yeah, I'm here looking for love. Here's my married friend. Talk to her." Well, I'll be like, "Hey, what's up?" You know?
But okay, take out the it's a singles event happening and your friend was going out. Well, you would still go out with you and your friend, right? Together to get some cocktails or something?
For sure, for sure.
And you'd be there to support her. She starts talking to a guy and he's got a friend there. Maybe you would talk to that guy as well. You're not going to do anything with the guy. You're there as that supportive friend. I think you should do it.
Do you think that a married person could be a wing man or a wing woman? How would Laura feel if, see, that's another thing, because I haven't told Matt about it yet. Uh-huh. So I don't know how he would feel about me going to a singles event with my friend. And I know he'd trust me, but I think he would feel like, why would you go and talk to other guys like that? Like, that's, I don't want to make him.
But you're there for your friend. I think Matt would understand. You're there for your friend. You're not going to make any moves.
Stephanie, good morning. Can you be a married wing person?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how do you
let him know up front?
Oh, so like act like I'm single?
No. Well, hang out with your girlfriend until the guy approaches you, or you have to like back her up with somebody. And then you're like, "Well, I'm here with my friend. I'm helping her out and stuff because, we got to make sure the guy she's with is worthwhile."
Yes, this is true. I do have an obligation to her and make sure that he's okay.
You can vet the guy and everything?
Yeah, this is a good point. I hear what you're saying, Stephanie. Thank you for your call. Let's talk to Brianna. Brianna, what do you think?
I am actually 24 years old, and I got married last year, so I have a lot of single friends myself. Oftentimes, my husband, he knows my intentions when I go to kind of be a wing woman, and he's perfectly fine with it. Also, sometimes he might wait in the car until one of my friends finds someone and then just comes in and helps it with me, and we'll just get a drink and make the most out of it, but yeah.
I like that. I'll just tell him, like, "Hey, meet me in an hour. We'll have a drink afterwards." Someone just texted here on the text line at 702-364-9400. Says, "You cannot be a wing woman at a singles event. Everyone is there as a single person looking for someone, and that would be a disappointment to the person you're talking to." This one says, "I think you are more of a safety option. You run diversion if she gives you the signal and she needs out." John, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I absolutely think that as to be married, you cannot go to an event, but out at a bar, out at a club, 100%. You have no expectations. You are there for motivational support, the diversion, any number of things, but only out, not in an event, because like I said, everyone there is single.
Yeah.
God forbid someone's like, "Hey, who's that?"
Hey, John, you sound like a nice guy. Are you single?
I am not single. Married, two boys.
I was gonna send you up with my friend.
Oh, wouldn't it be great too? This is like this big singles event. If people recognize you, like, oh my gosh, Mercedes is here.
Why is she looking for a man?
Would you keep your ring on?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I'm gonna take it off, JC.
Really buy into the bit and change your name. Come up with a character. My name is Sasha, and I'm a cocktail server.
I wear
server.
A wig. I like go incognito. That's a great idea.
Do it. Just change your whole character. Be awesome. Here we go. It's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
All right. You're going to win these tickets right now to go to Legoland California. We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes for you right now if you conquer the Mega Minute. So what does that mean? That means you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. If you get all 10 of them correct in that time, you're going to Legoland California. 4 passes. Caller 20 gets to try to conquer the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, you ready to try this Mega Minute? You think you can do it?
I'm hoping I can. Longtime listener, first time player.
Oh, we are so excited for you, Brandon. Thank you so much for listening for such a long time. And let's make you a winner. A 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland California up for grabs.
All right, Brandon, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What animal jumps and says ribbit?
Bunny. Frog.
Yes. What famous ship carried the pilgrims to America?
Mayflower.
Yes. What state is known as the Sunshine State?
California.
No. Stevie Nicks was
Florida.
A singer. Yes,
yes,
it was Florida. Stevie Nicks is a singer in what group?
Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. Where in your body would you find your metatarsals?
Hands.
No. Who is the main character in the show Fairly Odd Parent?
Nick.
Pass. In what process do plants convert sunlight into food?
Pass.
In Greek mythology, who turned everything he touched into gold?
Pass.
What NFL team is based in Cincinnati?
Bengals.
Yes. April showers bring what?
Spring flowers.
Oh, darn it, Brandon. I'm so sorry. Yeah, some of these were really difficult. Where would you find your metatarsals? That would be your toes.
Oh, gosh.
Even your feet we would have accepted. The main character in the show Fairly Odd Parents is Timmy Turner. The process there where plants convert sunlight into food is photosynthesis. In Greek mythology, the person who turned everything he touched into gold was Midas, King Midas. And April showers bring May flowers. Oh, man.
First-time caller, too.
I know. Brandon, hang on the line. We'll make sure we get you some sort of consolation prize. But that means caller 20 right now. You're going to Legoland. We have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes for you to Legoland, California for caller 20 at 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Man, we are just over a week away from Taylor Swift's new album. The Tortured Poets Department comes out next Friday, April 19th. And we are doing a listening party. We are so excited about this. The Tortured Poets Department album listening party. It's happening at Jackpot Grill next Friday night.
The only way to get in and to join us at this party, and we were kind of working out the details and all the stuff that's going to happen, this is going to be an event. The only way to get in is to win your tickets, and we have some tickets coming up for you. You'll be the first one to get tickets coming up at 9:40 this morning.
Yeah, we'll be hosting. We'll be listening to the new album. We'll have, like, some Taylor-themed cocktails. We'll be doing friendship bracelets. We'll be doing Taylor trivia. Who knows? Maybe even a Taylor karaoke contest.
I'm going to get my first friendship bracelet. I'm so excited about this.
You've never received a friendship bracelet?
Maybe as a kid, I got one from my sister or something, but I am so excited. I might make a couple to trade with people.
Well, it's going to be an event, and we would love to see you there. So, yes, make sure you are listening in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to give away our first four-pack of tickets to join us. And, hey, you can bring the kids. You can bring whoever you want to bring. It's an all-ages event, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Those tickets at 9:40.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, some breaking news this morning. O.J. Simpson has died. He was 76 years old, and he died after a battle with cancer. They announced it this morning on his account on X. They said, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Now, the cancer diagnosis, they came out in February to announce that, and there wasn't like a whole lot of details on that. He never really addressed it, but I guess he touched on it, that he said he caught some kind of cancer, and that he suggested that he had beaten it. In any case, this was back in 2023, and so it came back, and people said he'd been looking a little frail the last few months. He posted a video back in January, and he was spotted using a cane. But he has passed away, and it's a shame that he will not be known for his amazing football career, but rather being acquitted of murder and the death of his ex-wife and her friend.
That whole thing, if you're alive in the 90s, remember that. I mean, O.J. was one of America's sweethearts in the 70s and 80s playing football. Then he transitioned, and he was in movies, he was an actor, TV commercials, sports commentator. And then the story breaks about the murder of his wife and Ron Goldman and that infamous chase that happened back in 1994.
Bob, we are witnessing tonight a modern tragedy and drama of Shakespearean proportion being played out live on television. And you can probably believe this, in our modern popular television culture, people are going to the freeway, parking their cars, and waving at OJ, we're told, as they drive by.
I remember when the verdict was read. What was the date on that? Do you remember?
I want to say it was October. It was fall of 1995, because I remember Monday Night Football was on the night prior. It was on a Tuesday, because Monday Night Football, they broke in that they had the verdict and it was going to be read the following Tuesday morning.
I just remember where I was. My parents were in Europe and I was at home alone. I was so excited. I was staying at home alone. My brothers and sisters had gone with them, and I was like gonna have a party at my house. I was all excited, and I get home and I turn on the TV and that's what's on.
And this was what was read.
The verdict.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, we the jury in the above entitled action find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
That's just, there's certain moments that you always remember. I will always remember sitting in my living room like, oh my gosh.
I was there. I was at the courthouse. Yeah. The night prior, they made the announcement, and I was in college, and I grabbed two Pledge Brothers and I said, let's go. And we drove out to LA that night. I think we got in probably like 2 o'clock in the morning, had a buddy that lived out there, and we were standing at the courthouse. It was crazy. People just gathered around radios, listening to radios for the verdict. And then the verdict was read, and we kind of hung out for a little bit. News coverage, CNN, Fox, you name the news outlet, they were there. And then I got in my car, my buddy's car, drove back, went to work that afternoon.
Did you ever watch that People versus O.J. Simpson American Crime Story?
So good,
story?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was really mm-hmm. good. Yeah, that was on Netflix, I believe. And that was Cuba Gooding Jr. played O.J. Simpson, didn't he?
Yeah, and Ross from Friends, why I'm blanking on his
David
name.
David Schwimmer?
Yeah, wasn't he one of the Kardashians, right? He was Robert Kardashian.
Was he?
Yes,
I'm spacing, but yeah, he has passed away. So was he living? here in Las Vegas still? Do we know? I had heard he moved to Florida.
Oh, yeah. He was, and you know, that's something I didn't get. When he lived here in Las Vegas, wasn't he always at downtown Summerlin?
Yeah.
Grape Street Cafe? Is that where he would go?
All the time.
And women would flock to OJ. It was like a thing to get their picture with OJ.
Then he would, he started going to the other place. Is it Jing?
Oh, was he transferred to Jing?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Jing.
I would always see people posting their photos with him. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, well, yeah. So there you go. How old was he? What did you say?
76 years old.
O.J.
Yeah.
Simpson, dead at the age of 76. We've got more show coming up. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. Later on in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:25, there's tickets for you to Bluey's Big Play.
Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for calling. We hear you you have a little bit of a predicament that you want some advice on. What's going on?
I do. Thank you. Thank you for taking this time, too, as well. I really appreciate you guys. I do. Long-time listener, man.
Oh, thank you. What's up?
Well, anyhow, I developed a crush on one of my coworkers for about a year now. We've been interacting, small conversation here and there. But, and you know, she's a very pretty girl. But, you know, as I got to know her, she's really super cool, you know, and I want to know how I could proceed forward. I want to, if I could ask her out on a date, how to ask her out on a date. You know, my roommate said, just ignore her. I'm like, no, that seems opposite of what I want to do, you know. I ignore her and she'll come to you. I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, he's a good friend of mine and I don't know what I should do. And that's why I'm calling you guys. I'm super nervous, man.
Oh, super nervous.
I want some advice.
Dave, I hear it in your voice. That's so cool that you are wanting to approach this the right way. And if you have advice for Dave, 702-364-9400. Is your roommate like going the whole angle of women want what they can't have, so if you ignore her, she's gonna all of a sudden want you?
Yes, that's his angle, but you know, I don't know. He doesn't date much himself, so I'm like, I don't know.
So he doesn't know.
I don't know. I mean, you're a great friend. I like you. You're a great guy and everything, but your advice seems not exactly what you're doing, you know?
Well, Dave, I think a key thing here is, do you feel that she's attracted to you as well? Are you picking up that vibe that there is some kind of interest on her end?
Big time, dude. Every time I see her, we're smiling, and she sees me, I see her, we're both smiling. And I do pick up on that, yes, but I don't want to be wrong with it. Do you understand?
Yeah, because that's tricky when it's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
That's a whole new thing. If you're wrong about that, that could make things awkward. Yeah, that could make things
really... I don't want to get fired either.
Yeah.
I don't want to get fired either.
Do you have any other friends at work that could maybe do some background and maybe check with her? Like, hey, you know, Dave's pretty cute. What do you think of Dave? And see if they could find out.
you know what? There's a couple, maybe there's one more other buddy of mine. I won't mention his name. Do some recon for me, maybe. I don't know. I didn't even think about that. Like, try to get to know her a little bit.
Do you want us to call her?
What if she went out with him?
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
That's true.
Hey, no, I don't like that idea, man.
She falls in love with your best friend, and you miss the opportunity because you listened to your other friend and played. You ignored the girl. I don't know. I think you got
it. I don't know. I don't.
You got a strike.
No, man.
Hmm. We are, if we need some help for Dave, 702-364-9400. I am just hesitant because you work with this person, and if things don't go as planned, you work with this person. So what do you think that Dave should do? 702-364-9400 is our number. We'll take your calls, give Dave some advice. So hang on the line, Dave. You dated a coworker. You married a coworker.
Yes.
It worked out for you. But what if things would have gone wrong? How awkward would that have been?
That was in the back of my mind. That was in the back of my mind when Laura and I started dating. She was my intern. This was back in 2003, and we started hanging out, hooking up. The relationship was a secret. No one knew we were dating until the relationship, until the internship ended. And that's when we told everyone about the relationship. Yeah, if it would have been a nasty breakup mid-internship.
Has anyone had any experience dating coworkers? And are you for it or against it? If you're for it, how should Dave approach this whole situation? 702-364-9400. We'll get some advice for him coming up next. Hey, Jackie, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Mercedes?
Hey, great. We are talking to Dave. Dave wanted some advice. He likes someone that he works with, and he wants to know, like, how he can initiate this and just dating a coworker in general. What do you think?
I think it's a bad idea, mainly because if it goes south and the relationship doesn't work, that could lead to a hostile work environment. I just don't recommend doing that.
I mean, you have a point, but I think, like, I bet so many relationships have started in the workplace, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've heard some success stories, but I just think that if it's going to start in the workplace, maybe the workplace needs to separate from each other.
Oh,
like someone would have to leave that workplace.
That's a good point. Jackie, thank you so much for calling.
Like, for me, I knew Laura's internship was coming to an end at some point.
Oh, so there was a
there was a
pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
You know what, though? Dave did say something, too, in the beginning of his call. He said that he was thinking about just ignoring this crush to see if she comes to him. And I go back to when I worked at the rental car place. There was a girl that I worked with. Her name was Natasha. And I had a huge crush on her. And I was pressing it. Like, hey, we should hang out. And nothing was working. And then finally one day I'm like, you know, I'm still very interested in her. And I just stopped pressing. And I didn't say a word. And like 2 weeks go by. And then she starts coming to me. She's like, hey, how are things? It was very interesting. The press didn't work. Soon as I stopped and gave it space and distance, then she came back and we started hanging out.
I think maybe because you didn't seem like, I don't like using the word threat because that has a negative connotation. But sometimes when someone's like on you, you're kind of like, back off. And then when they go, it's like this weight has been lifted. So there's like no pressure anymore. But the whole, I think there's a fine line. You can use that the way you did, which I think is you just gave her some space, some room to breathe. That's fine. But it's the people, like when you ignore someone and you're almost like a jerk to them and you think that's what's going to get them, or you're mean to them, or you tease them in a way that's like not funny. Mm-hmm. It's more rude. And they think that's going to be the way that you're attracted to them. It's very like third grade. Like, you know, the boy in third grade who would pull your hair to get your attention, but he had a crush on you. Like, that's not something as an adult I think you should do.
If a guy is interested in you, Mercedes, and he's kind of pining for you or talking to you, but then he backs off, is that going to catch your eye?
I'll wonder why he backed off, but it's not going to be like, what happened? Why? I like you now.
You stopped talking to me.
I just think it's less threatening. Dave, we're getting a bunch of texts here. You should go for it. You'll regret it if you don't. This one says, Dave should ask her out for coffee or to a pastry shop, but ask her out in person so that if she turns him down, there's no proof he asked.
No text
for her
thread.
To tell the coworkers no that he did.
Make sure there's no security cameras inside.
Yeah. Make sure you check your surroundings, Dave.
That's awesome. Coming up here next, we do have those tickets to Bluey's Big Play. Those are yours when you win heads up. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. And we're doing Heads Up. We want you to play. Call us, 702-364-9400. We're looking for caller 20. That's you. You're playing. And what a prize we have today.
So many people have been calling about these tickets. Tickets to Bluey's Big Show. It's happening at Reynolds Hall at the Smith Center on August 10th. And if you want to check out Bluey's Big Play, your tickets right now. Yeah. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You pick your category, you pick your partner, you get six answers in 60 seconds, and you win. Caller 20 plays, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Peggy, are you ready to play Heads Up this morning?
I sure am.
Okay, we have these four tickets to Bluey's Big Show at the Smith Center. Pick a category. Do you want to go with bookshelf or happy hour?
Let's try happy hour.
Happy hour it is. National Beer Day was on Sunday, so these are all different types of drinks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Oh, dear. Who's the bigger lush? I don't know. I guess you, Mercedes.
Who's the bigger lush? I love it. You know what? You're probably right.
All right, Peggy. We'll find out. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You win, and you start now.
H2O is also known as?
Water.
Yes. This is what you might drink in the morning. Also, the guy with this nickname just died. Yes. Orange juice. This is, oh gosh, like a brand would be like Jack Daniels or...
whiskey?
Yes. This is lemonade and iced tea mixed together. It's a golfer.
It's a golfer. It's a Arnold Palmer.
Yes. This is what you might drink in the winter. You might put whipped cream on it or marshmallows in it.
Hot chocolate.
Yes. This is an alcoholic drink without the alcohol. So you say, do you have any?
It's a virgin. Virgin.
It's another name for it. It's, let's pass.
Kitty cocktail.
No, close. Okay, this is,
10 seconds.
These are big brown things, and inside they have a liquid. Oh my gosh, we were one away.
You had five.
Oh, it was mocktail. Oh. Mocktail. Oh,
I didn't know that anyway.
You didn't know that? Darn it. And I'm looking at some of the other drinks. You said coffee earlier. Coffee was the next one.
That was the next one.
I should have skipped to that one. Peggy, I am so sorry. My lushness did nothing for you. Hold on the line, though. Let's see if we can get you something as a consolation gift. Coconut water was what that was.
The coconuts, yeah.
Skip to coffee next time. The answer is always coffee. Caller 20 wins, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Hey, if you give us a call this morning at 702-364-9400 and you hear a guy answer the phone, that's Ramon. Say hi to Ramon. He's in for Steph filling in. So I've had a couple of people text like, who is that that answered the phone? He's so nice. I'm like, that's Ramon. We have Steph who is so nice, and now we have Ramon who's so nice.
Yeah, he's doing a great job back
there.
Nice
so
guy.
Steph is out of town. She's out with her girlfriends for her friend's bachelor party. So I can't wait to hear all of about how ends up going.
She sent us a text last night saying, pray for my liver.
I know.
She's going big this weekend. They're going on a yacht at one point. It's going to be a wild weekend down in Florida.
Her liver's going to be broken when she comes back to Las Vegas. I have something broken in my house right now, speaking of broken. And do you ever have a broken item, but you keep it anyway, even though it's broken? We have this couch. We've had this couch for years. And I love this couch. We got it when we first moved in, so we've lived in our house for a long time. It's probably time for a new couch. But I love it because the two end pieces on this couch, they have recliners on them. So there's this little button you push and zzz, the bottom comes out. It kind of reclines a little bit. It's so nice. Well, on one side of the couch where the recliner is, it just is very sensitive. So if you sit, it just automatically reclines. So we've had people come over and they sit on the couch, all of a sudden they go zzz, and they start reclining back. And it got to the point where it's just too sensitive. Anytime you even sat near there, the recliner would start doing it. So we're like, we don't want to get rid of this couch because other than that being broken, it's a perfectly good couch. So we just unplugged that recliner and we still use it. It's broke, but we still use it. Do you have something in your home that is broken, but you keep it anyway? You don't care. 702-364-9400.
We just got this fixed, but I think we probably went for a year plus. And it's with Laura's closet upstairs in the primary bedroom. It's a big closet, and it's got these two overhead fluorescent lights. And the one light bulb went out, and she told me this was, like I said, a year and a half ago. And so it took me a couple weeks, but I finally went up there and changed the light bulb and realized putting new light bulbs in, it's not the light bulb. It's the actual overhead harness. It's the light itself. Instead of calling an electrician and buying the new light, I just put a flashlight in there for her to use. She had the one light at the end of the closet, which worked. It was just this closer part that was darker and dimmer. So it was a really nice flashlight. I'm like, hey, just here in the beginning, you know, if you need it, just use this. And Mercedes, she had it for like a year. So finally she said, can we please, please do something about this? And we called the electrician and they came and replaced it. But for years, she's like a miner in there with her flashlight looking for her shirts.
You should have got her one of those like hats with the little, little thing on it.
Yes. Hey.
Jasmine, what's broken in your home, but you keep it anyway?
It's our dishwasher. We just keep using it. It's not working.
Do you use it for storage?
For storage, yes. We just put dishes in it, and then we just load it up, and I still have to wash. My hands are getting dry.
That is the funniest thing. My mom does the same thing. Her dishwasher has been broken for years, but she stores stuff in there instead.
It's great, too. If you're doing dishes, just use it as one big giant dish rack as well, so you have the place for everything to dry.
When I went there, I was like, let me help clean up. I'll help clean up. So I opened the dishwasher. I'm like, I'll start putting things in, and there's full of dishes. I'm like, are these clean or dirty? And she's like, they're clean. I'm like, do you want me to unload it? She goes, my dishwasher doesn't work. Why would you even use it anyway? It's so funny. Claudia just texted us. She says, yes, my husband is broken, but I still keep him.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you missed it earlier, O.J. Simpson has died. His family made the announcement on social media this morning. He was 76 years old. Reports are that he died here in Las Vegas. The post that they put on X said, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren, still, you know, waiting on more information. I'm not sure that we're gonna necessarily get it, but definitely an infamous name in history.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you look at how he was in the 70s and 80s, NFL, played for the Buffalo Bills, Hall of Fame. Then he gets into acting, does commercials, sports commentary, like what, America's sweetheart, legitimate. And then everything happens in the early 90s, and just it's just crazy.
Yeah, a couple of people have made comments on social media in regards to it. So Tom Lang, who was one of the lead detectives who worked on the murder case, mm-hmm. he told TMZ, I have nothing to say. I simply don't care. And then Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be close friends with O.J. Simpson, says, good riddance.
No, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I have a feeling we're going to see more of those than we do the rest in peace.
Yeah. And then he had the whole thing, too, here in Vegas, too. At, was it Palace Station? He went in with guns to get his memorabilia mm-hmm. back. That happened like my wedding weekend. It was like that was like the backdrop to my wedding in 2007.
Yeah, everyone at the wedding is talking about that and not you getting married.
I'm getting married. OJ's getting arrested.
Did you hear about OJ? Oh,
for
my
the murders?
Gosh.
No, for memorabilia. What?
Did you, you know, this, I think this is so cool. Did you see that the numbers came in for the NCAA championships, and there were more women that watched the women's championship than, or there were more viewers of the women's championship than the men's championship. Yeah, that was just so cool, so iconic. And one of the biggest stars of that game was Caitlin Clark. No one's going to ever wear the number 22 for the Iowa women's basketball program ever again. The Iowa Hawkeyes announced yesterday that they're going to retire her number. She became the all-time leading scorer for both women and men's basketball in her fourth season with Iowa. She led the program to a championship appearance for the second season in a row, averaging 31.6 points, 8.9 assists this past season. So her number is just going to be the third to be retired in the program's history.
So she will most likely be drafted by Indiana in the WNBA because they have the worst record. So they're going to take, they'll pick up her, and they are coming to Las Vegas to play the Aces. I want to say the game is in either June or July, but it came out that that game has been moved from the Michelob Ultra Arena to T-Mobile Arena.
They had to move it because the demand for tickets is going to be so high for that game in particular. And you can bet one of the biggest selling WNBA jerseys this year will be the Caitlin Clark number 22 jersey. So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
How do you think she's going to do in the WNBA? Do you think she's going to come out right away, or is it going to be kind of, you know, an adjustment period, still being young, playing against these women that have much more experience than she does when it comes to playing basketball? How do you think she's going to do?
Well, you know, Diana Taurasi made some comments saying, you know, she's been playing, not she, but these girls have been playing with 18-year-olds and they have no idea what's coming. And while I agree, and I think she is one of the GOATs, like the GOAT, actually. I think she's probably the best women's basketball player ever. But I just thought it seemed like kind of catty when she said that. It just didn't sit right with me. And maybe I'm just reading into it too much. But it's not like these are beginners here. Mm-hmm. These girls are really skilled. And do I think they're going to overtake and be MVP of the league? No, but I think they'll be able to hold their own. I think they're going to do pretty well. Now, I don't play basketball. I probably have no right to talking about it, but I just, you look at people like Asia Wilson, who came into the league her rookie year, and she made an impact. She did a great job. She was rookie of the year. I mean, she's something special. So I think that, and not just Caitlin Clark, I think a lot of these girls coming up from this class are going to be phenomenal. So it's going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited. I always get excited for the season. We have an amazing team with the Las Vegas Aces, but there's so many different storylines now even going into this season. I can see why, because when it came to the NCAA and March Madness, I was paying more attention to the ladies than I was the guys. I even forgot the men's championship was on. I'm like, oh, that's on tonight. Let me put it on in the background.
Yeah, I think we don't get a pick until like number 16 or something like that. The second round.
The Aces, really? Yeah,
so it was funny because I was watching an interview with the president, and she's like, you know, we're just going to see what's available at that point, try to get the best player, what's available at that point.
Don't make something happen. Hey, coming up next hour, we announced it this morning, our Taylor Swift listening party is happening a week from tomorrow, and the only way to get into this party is to win tickets.
Yeah, we are so excited about this. We're talking about listening to her brand new album that comes out next Friday, The Tortured Poets Department. And it's happening at Jackpot Bar and Grill. We cannot wait. We're talking listening to the new music, making friendship bracelets, cocktails, mocktails if you want to bring someone under 18, food, prizes. We're going to have special vinyls that Taylor is sending over herself to give away. It's going to be so much fun. So your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets is coming up next hour.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Just reading about more and more about Beyonce's album, Cowboy Carter. And it's, I know that the talk on it has kind of died down a little bit, but it's like number one album in the country right now. And one thing I was very curious about was what some people thought of it that she either sampled or collaborated with on the album, like Dolly Parton. And Dolly Parton said she loved her version of Jolene. But the song I love on there is Blackbird, which is a Beatles remake.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
And it's just, I love the original by the Beatles, if you haven't heard it.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
take these sunken eyes and learn.
So I was really curious, what does Paul McCartney think of this song? You know, he gave his blessing. His guitar is being used on this. He said he thinks it's magnificent. And it makes him very proud.
Oh, so that's great to hear. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. She's got three songs in the top 10 right now off that new album. And you mentioned Jolene, so here's the Beyonce.
Jolene.
The Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I think Beyonce's version is fantastic.
What remake do you think would, to use Paul McCartney's words, make them very proud, would make the original artist very proud? Is there a remake that you've heard that you're like, that would make the original artist so proud because it turned out so well? What is like the best remake? 702-364-9400. Just on the whole Dolly Parton note, I have to believe that she was so proud, and I've heard her say it, of Whitney Houston's remake of I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, here's the original Dolly Parton version.
And I will always love you.
Whitney.
And
I mean, that was just... Like, she actually made it her own, Whitney did. That, to the point where some people didn't really know that Dolly Parton was the one who came out with the original.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. When it first came out back in 92, the song came out.
What is the remake that you know made the original artist proud? 702-364-9400.
This song right here from Nine Inch Nails. The song Hurt. The Johnny Cash version. Oh my gosh.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
Johnny Cash did a whole album of covers, and that's what the Hurt is off of. And I just think that cover of that Nine Inch Nails one is just incredible.
Yeah, you literally hear the hurt in
yes,
his voice
uh-huh.
when he sings it. I know that, I mean, this might be kind of like not the most groundbreaking one, but I feel like Walk This Way was such a good remake when Run-DMC did it. And Aerosmith was on the original, but when they kind of appeared on Run-DMC's version of Walk This
absolutely.
Way.
Hold on a second.
I love that remake. I think Aerosmith was proud of Run-DMC.
So here's Aerosmith. And then Run-DMC. Do you remember that video? Weren't they both like singing?
Yes.
And the walls were split. They were two separate studios, and they smash the wall down and start singing together.
Such a good one. You know Aerosmith was proud. Kelly, what is the song that the remake that the original artist had to be proud of?
I gotta go with Sound of Silence with Disturbed.
Okay, the Simon and Garfunkel song, which is right here.
Okay.
When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light.
And then you have Disturbed.
Touch the sound of silence.
Whoa.
And in the naked light.
Honestly, I've never really listened to this before.
Oh, so
whoa.
Good.
Hold on, I want to hear more.
Maybe.
Gosh, that's really good.
Kelly, I don't know if you heard, but there's a dance remix of the Disturbed version of Sound of Silence, and it's number one on the dance charts right now. So Disturbed has
I've never seen it. I'll have to check it out.
They have the number one song right now on the dance charts in the United States, and Disturbed, the band, was like tweeting out like, what the heck? This is crazy.
Hey, could you guys stop talking for a minute? I'm trying
absolutely.
To listen to this song. This is amazing. Wow. Actually wants to second that. Bailey, you love that one?
Yeah, it's probably one of the better covers.
I think that's probably one of the best covers I've ever heard.
We used to play it. We played it in the station.
We did?
Yeah, yes,
I must have been taking a bathroom break. I don't remember playing that.
It's 2016. The whole year was just a blur.
Really? Yeah.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
It is time to win. In just over a week, We are going to hear the brand new Taylor Swift album. It's called Tortured Poets Department, and we cannot wait to have you join us at our album listening party. It's happening next Friday at Jackpot Bar and Grill, and we want you to be there. Caller 20 right now. You're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to come to this private listening party for Taylor Swift's new album. We're talking about vinyls, Taylor trivia, friendship bracelets. It's going to be so much fun. Caller 20 gets the tickets now. 702-364-9400.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us. Oh, wait. No, that's not it. That is it for you if you are not caller 20.
that's it for numbers 1 to 19.
Kelly, you're caller 20. Congratulations.
Awesome. So excited. Thank you.
Are you a Swiftie?
I am becoming a Swiftie.
Oh, well, this is going to be the perfect opportunity for you to connect with other Swifties. Listening to Taylor's brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, we're going to have food. We're going to have Taylor-themed cocktails. We're going to have entertainment, prizes. It's going to be so much fun. We can't wait for you to join us at Jackpot Bar and Grill next Friday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The only way to get into this party is to win tickets, and Kelly is set with a 4-pack of tickets. And coming up at the 1 o'clock hour, J-Love has your tickets. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Okay, now it is time for us to say goodbye. Hey, keep listening. You want to join us at our exclusive Taylor Swift new album listening party? You're going to have your chance at tickets. Coming up all day long. Let's see here. When's the next time we're going to
get 1 o'clock, J-Lo.
1 o'clock? Yep. Okay, make sure you are listening for that. You can only win your way in, guys. We're going to have so much fun. We'll be out there hosting it. It's happening a week from tomorrow. So 1 o'clock hour with J-Love, and then again in the 4 o'clock hour with Heather. Make sure you are listening to you to get your tickets to our Tortured Poets Department album listening party at Jackpot Bar and Grill a week from tomorrow. We are headed out. J-Love, speaking of, is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
We talked about things that are broken in our homes, but we keep them anyway. We get a lot of calls on dishwashers and one surprise item.
It's our dishwasher. It's not working.
Do you use it for storage?
Yes, just put dishes in.
My mom does the same thing. Her dishwasher's been broken for years, but she stores stuff in there. Claudia just texted us. She says, yes, my husband is broken, but I still keep him. I'm glad that you still keep him. You know, we're all broken in one way, shape, or form, right?
Yeah, I'm still in my house. And that'll do it for show number 2038 of Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.